This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Duvel, Category 18D, Belgian Golden Strong Ale. So, yeah, that's the right pronunciation, Duvel, not Duvel, as I sometimes hear it. Just thought I'd clear that up. It's a very pale beer. It's a light yellow color. Very clear. The head is huge, tall, pure white, persistent. It's actually sort of what we call rocky when it starts falling. It leaves little like mountain peaks in the foam. You know, it's very thick. It's almost meringue like. Leaving lace in the glass. It's just what it should be. Give that a 3 for appearance. The aroma is very complex. It's fruity, and spicy, and a little sugary sweet. The esters are like pears and oranges. The spicy phenolics are like lightly peppery. It's perfumey. There is a light malt component, but it doesn't really jump out as any particular kind of malt, so the malt really doesn't have any character of its own. It's just, you know, adding to a just a malt sweetness perception. The sweetness does sort of remind me of candy sugar, though. Sometimes get that in Belgian beers. It's not necessarily from candy sugar, but that's just the mental connection that I make with it. It has some complex alcohols, but they're soft alcohols. They're not sharp or solventy. It's a little bit of floral hops. So this beer has a lot of moving parts. It's, you know, they all sort of play together nicely. Yeah, you get some of those aromatics in a good Belgian blonde ale, but these are really cranked up. Give that a 12 for aroma. Okay, let's taste it. Yeah, it's fruity, spicy, sort of a sugary flavor, but it's not sweet. It's got a very soft malt character. The esters are like pears and oranges, just like it smelled. It's a lightly spicy alcohol taste, medium-high bitterness, medium-low spicy floral hop flavor. There's a lot of phenolic and fruit yeast character here. The spicy, sweet, fruity alcohol and ester flavors last well into the finish. The finish is very, very dry, and there's a lingering dryness, getting some alcohol evaporation, and the phenolics are adding some dryness as well. But it's very well attenuated. So that's all very nice. I'm going to give that an 18. Mouthfeel. It has one of the highest carbonations that you'll taste in any commercial beer. It's like very, very high. Medium light body. The carbonation makes it seem a little lighter. It's smooth, but you notice the alcohol. I mean, the alcohol has a warmth that you get towards the end and the dryness that you get in the aftertaste, but there's nothing sharp about it. So that's a great alcohol character. Give that a 5. So overall, it's a really good example. It's effervescent. It's got a big, estery, spicy, sweet flavor, but finishes very, very dry. Long finish. That rocky head is still there, you know, towards the end of the glass. I mean, the meringue-like head just stayed with it. It has a lot of yeast character. The esters are very interesting. I really like the pear and the orange. Bitterness is moderately high, but it still seems somewhat light in the balance. You know, there's just a lot of things going on in this beer. And I think the alcohol is really deceptive. I mean, you can tell it's there. It's an 8.5% beer, but it's not heavy at all. So it has that great drinkability, with good attenuation. And the Belgians call that saying the beer is very digestible, meaning there's not a lot of heavy sugary flavors on there. It's easy for them to drink. So it's a very popular beer in Belgium. And it has a great deal of character. And this is a super example. They come in big bottles, but I've got one in a 330 milliliter bottle. So that's a nice portion, given that it's 8.5% beer. So I'll give it a 9 overall for a total score of 47. So that's a Category 18D Belgian Golden Strong Ale, and that's a Duvel.